Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We are now on chapter number 25. That's the book of Jeremiah. The objectives of this lesson are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Jeremiah. You'll be able to identify to whom the book of Jeremiah was written. You'll be able to state the purpose for the book of Jeremiah. You're going to be able to write from memory the key verses of the book of Jeremiah from memory. And you're going to be able to state the life and ministry principle for the book of Jeremiah. As an introduction, the author was Jeremiah, and it was written to Judah. And the purpose was to warn of the coming judgment of captivity and the call for repentance. The key verses are chapter 33, verse 3, and chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. The life and ministry principle are that national disasters and deteriorations are often due to disobedience to God. And the main character is Jeremiah. So for the outline, Roman numeral number 1, we have the introduction and the prophet's call. That's chapter 1, verse 1. Point number 2, Roman numeral 2, are prophecies against Judah and Jerusalem, chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Then point A, prophecies during the reigns of Josiah and Jehoiakim, chapter 1, verse 1. Point number 1, first prophecy, sin and ingratitude of the nation, chapter 2, verse 1. Point number 2, second prophecy, the destruction from the north, chapter 3, verse 6. Point number 3, the third prophecy, the threat of exile, chapter 7, verse 1. And point 4, fourth prophecy, the broken covenant and the sign of the girdle, chapter 11, verse 1. Then we have point number 5, the fifth prophecy, chapter 14, verse 1. Then point A, the drought, chapter 14, verse 1. B, the unmarried prophet, chapter 16, verse 1. C, the warning concerning the Sabbath, chapter 17, verse 19. And then point number 6, the sixth prophecy, which is the sign of the potter's house, chapter 18, verse 1. Point number B, the prophecies at various periods before the fall of Jerusalem. And that starts at chapter 21, verse 1. Point number 1, the punishment upon Zedekiah and the people, chapter 21, verse 1. Point number 2, the future messianic kingdom, chapter 30, verse 1. 3, Zedekiah's sin and loyalty of the Rehoboamites, chapter 31, verse 1. Point number 4, Jehoiakim's opposition, chapter 36, verse 1. And point number 5, Jeremiah's experiences during the siege, chapter 37, verse 1. Point number C, prophecies after the fall of Jerusalem, chapter 40, verse 1. Point number 1, Jeremiah's ministry among the remnant, chapter 40, verse 1. Point number 2, Jeremiah's ministry in Egypt, which is chapter 43, verse 1. And point number 3, Jeremiah's message to Baruch, chapter 45, verse 1. Then we have Roman numeral number 3, which are prophecies against the nations. That starts in chapter 46, verse 1. Point A, were prophecies against Egypt, chapter 46, verse 1. B, against Philistia, chapter 47, verse 1. C, against Moab, chapter 48, verse 1. D, against Ammon, chapter 49, verse 1. E, against Edom, chapter 49, verse 7. F, against Damascus, chapter 49, verse 23. G, against Arabia, chapter 49, verse 28. H, against Elam, chapter 49, verse 34. I, and against Babylon, chapter 50, verse 1. Then Roman numeral number 4, we have the appendix, which is the fall and liberation, chapter 52, verse 1. And then point A, the fall and captivity of Judah, chapter 52, verse 1. And B, the liberation, which is chapter 52, starting at verse 31. So that's it for the outlines dealing with the book of Jeremiah. Go ahead and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.